You've heard of the Illuminati, right? You know, the shadowy group of elite leaders who secretly run the world? Well, now a former Illuminati member is going rogue. And we're about to find out what's in store for us when an Illuminati insider reveals secret plans for the world. First of all, what exactly is the Illuminati? In short, the Illuminati is a secret organization of the world's most elite and powerful people, all bent on starting World War III, enslaving mankind, and bringing about a new world order, a single unified government that will rule the world. Multinational institutions like the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the European Union, and the United Nations have all been accused of being founding members of this new world order, and it's all designed to keep us oblivious, obedient, and enslaved, at least according to an Illuminati insider who is speaking out. So who is this so-called Illuminati insider? A source who claims that he was a high-ranking member of the Illuminati for almost 50 years is now exposing their shocking secrets to the world, putting himself at risk of retaliation from the powerful Illuminati. The source won't give his name for obvious reasons, so we'll call him Bob. Bob says he was recruited by the Illuminati back in the 60s when he was a student at Harvard. The then 19-year-old was running a successful, if illegal, investment scheme on campus. Apparently, the Illuminati took notice of his activities and were impressed by the power and influence he was gaining, and they decided that he would be one of them. Bob remembers being approached one day on campus by two men wearing black suits. The men led him to the basement of a building, sat him down, and offered to make a deal with him. They wouldn't tell him what the terms of the deal would be, but eventually they wore Bob down. Whether he was just scared, exhausted, or thought it was all some kind of joke, from that day forward Bob was a member of the Illuminati. Bob claims that he remained a faithful member of the Illuminati for 47 years and that he was supportive of their beliefs and plans for decades, but then in June 2010, information was revealed at a secret meeting that was too much for Bob to bear. He realized that he had to extinguish his sacred contract, and he soon became one of only 7 people in history to have completed the Illuminati's departure ritual. Leaving the Illuminati wasn't the end of Bob's journey, it was just the beginning. Bob took a great personal risk when he decided to start exposing the Illuminati's secrets to the world. In a series of posts in an online forum, Bob laid out the Illuminati's secret plans for the world and warned humanity about what's in store for them. First, Bob laid out how the Illuminati organizes themselves around the world so that they can implement their diabolical plots. The Illuminati divides the world into regions, and each region is controlled by a high-ranking member of the Illuminati. Sometimes these leaders are masquerading as legitimate politicians and elected leaders, and sometimes they're working behind the scenes to control puppet leaders. For example, the Middle Eastern region is controlled by the Illuminati through the puppet state of Israel. This is an important stronghold for the Illuminati, since Israel will be responsible for destroying the troublesome state of Iran when World War III starts. But rebel groups and tensions with neighboring nations makes it hard to maintain control in this region. Russian leader Vladimir Putin controls the entire Asian region, and Europe is controlled by ex-president of France Nicolas Sarkozy and former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown. South America has also been a problem area for the Illuminati. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez was involved in the Illuminati's schemes, but he was notoriously difficult to work with, and the Illuminati leadership considered replacing him many times. In reality, Bob claims that the South American region really falls under the control of the Illuminati elites in North America. North America seems to be the central hub of the Illuminati power, and Illuminati elites are hiding in plain sight. Former presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton were apparently under the control of the Illuminati. And conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, who makes his living exposing conspiracies, is actually an important part of the Illuminati's propaganda machine. Many businesses and industry leaders have ties to the Illuminati too, especially the oil tycoons, whose influence will be key to helping the Illuminati take over the world's oil supply and kickstarting the New World Order. Although, after they've served their purpose, the Illuminati will get rid of them. According to our friend Bob, the North American leader of the Illuminati is probably either Warren Buffett, the famous investor, or Lloyd Blankfein, the CEO of Goldman Sachs. Bob also pointed out that shortly before he made his first post, Goldman Sachs had invested $500 million into Facebook, so that means that Facebook will soon be under Illuminati control. Now that we know who controls the Illuminati, what exactly are they planning? According to Bob, the Illuminati's ultimate goal is total world domination. They plan to start World War III, wipe out much of the global population and enslave the rest, and create the New World Order with a single world government. And how exactly will they make that happen? Well, Bob says they have a plan to destabilize the world through manufactured disasters. The Illuminati has many diabolical ways of destabilizing the world in an effort to start a New World Order. Pandemics like the Spanish flu, SARS, and H1N1 were all engineered by the Illuminati, who have been testing viruses for years in an effort to find one that will spread quickly around the globe. The Illuminati also have strong ties to the financial sector, allowing them to destabilize the economy and create civil unrest. But the scariest weapon in the Illuminati's toolbox is the HARP machine. The HARP, or High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, was developed by the Illuminati scientists back in the 80s, and it gives them the power to control the weather and manufacture natural disasters. The HARP machine is collectively controlled by the world Illuminati leaders, so that no one country can use it against another. Some disasters, like the Haiti earthquakes, which were the results of tests gone wrong, and others were well-planned operations like Hurricane Katrina, which was meant to divert attention away from the fact that the Illuminati were building a bunker under the French Quarter. Bob says that's why it took so long to get FEMA aid to the area. Bob also warns that the Gulf oil spill was engineered by Illuminati as part of a devious plan to implant microbodies into the brains of children in the Gulf area. Once activated, the microbodies will allow the Illuminati to control their minds. And as if on-demand natural disasters and mind control plans weren't scary enough, the Illuminati also has weapons in outer space. Bob explains that the American moon landing was not the first time man set foot on the moon. The Russians made it there 7 years earlier, but agreed to let the Americans pretend to be the first, so that the population would have the false impression that capitalism was winning, when it was really the Illuminati in charge all along. These moon landing projects weren't just propaganda either. They were important missions to install nuclear weapon bases on the moon. These bases were operated by remote control robots and can't be traced back to any one country, allowing the Illuminati to attack any uncooperative country without blame. And if moon-based nuclear weapons aren't enough to destroy the world, Bob says the Illuminati have one more trick up their sleeves. They figured out how to turn off the sun by shooting a beam of radiation into the sun's core. The sun will then eat itself and eventually combust within about 9 years. If the Illuminati is truly planning to launch World War III and take over the globe, how exactly are they keeping all of their plans a secret? Bob says that the Illuminati have a hidden network of underground layers where they conduct their secret meetings and perform their sacred rituals, as well as take care of many logistical details involved in launching a huge world domination scheme. Bob explains that the Illuminati control 439 secret underground bunkers around the world. 275 of those bunkers are designed to be a home away from home for the Illuminati elite, a place where they can hide out from the public eye while they undertake their devious missions, and somewhere to comfortably wait out the events of the end times. The largest of these bunkers is located in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The underground mini-city is where 5,000 of the world's richest and powerful people will gather at the start of World War III to wait for the New World Order. There are other smaller bunkers all over the world, and many of them have already been used extensively as the Illuminati have been quietly enacting their plan for global domination. Bob says he himself stayed in one of these bunkers in China in the 90s, and that it was as luxurious as a 5-star hotel. In fact, Bob revealed that Saddam Hussein is currently living out his days in a luxurious bunker in Argentina after completing his work as a pawn of the Illuminati. His job was to give the US a reason to invade the Middle East, the first steps in the Illuminati plan to secure the world's oil supply. These bunkers have been in use for a long time. Bob also disclosed that Abraham Lincoln's assassination was faked and that he actually lived out the rest of his days in an Illuminati bunker in Mexico as his reward for starting the American Civil War, which made the Illuminati-controlled North a lot of money. The rest of the bunkers are used for storing all the supplies needed for a successful world domination plot. Of course, the infamous HARP machine was stored in one of those underground fortresses, alongside stockpiles of nuclear weapons. Bob explains that some of the underground bunkers have crematoriums, which the Illuminati will use to efficiently dispose of the evidence of planned mass killings. Still, other bunkers are packed with advanced robot technology, ready to work in case of a labor shortage after the Illuminati's population control plans unfold. The robots are also capable of violence, and the Illuminati may use them in war too. Some of the bunkers are dedicated to storing the massive amount of cocaine, heroin, and other illicit drugs that the Illuminati use to fund their operations. Bob says that Warren Buffett has been controlling the drug trade and cartels in the entire Western Hemisphere for the last 20 years, and these bunkers are essential to his operation. While Bob did reveal plenty of details about the Illuminati's secret plans for the world, he left us with a lot more questions than answers. Although Bob promised to make more posts and reveal additional info he hasn't been heard from in a long time, did the Illuminati elite silence him? If you find Bob's story a little hard to believe, we don't blame you. But you should know that there are many, many people who believe in the Illuminati conspiracy to create a new world order, and some believers even take it a step further than Bob. Some people are even convinced that the Illuminati elite are not even human, but are actually a race of evil lizards who eat humans. Believe it or not, the Illuminati was once a very real, very well-documented organization. Back in the 1700s, a group of six Bavarian men wanted to gather together to discuss Enlightenment ideas and express their anti-church and anti-royalty views. Because the church and royalty held a lot of power in the 18th century, the group had to meet in secret. They even admitted that their goal was to take over the world, but to them that meant spreading rational thought and enlightenment ideas, not global domination. The original Illuminati Society grew to more than 2,000 members before disbanding for good after a Bavarian leader outlawed secret societies. The Illuminati basically disappeared after that. But we can blame a 1970s trilogy of fantasy novels called The Illuminatus, which was inspired by the history of the real Illuminati but was very much fictional, for reviving interest in the secret society and spurring conspiracy theories for decades to come. So we probably don't have to worry about a secret society bent on destroying the world, but if the Illuminati does exist, you already know too much. Sorry. Now be sure to check out our other videos, like The Chilling Tale, The Scary Mystery Behind the Denver Airport. Or maybe this other video is for you. Just don't blame us if you start seeing space lizards and conspiracies everywhere.